105 Master Lane. From the outside, it doesn't really look like much. But this place, this home is my escape. Every time I visit, I look forward to seeing those rosy cheeks and that heartwarming smile. The walls contain years of laughter and all-round smiles. As soon as you walk in, you're welcomed by a smell of soap. This may be due to my granddad insisting on keeping all of his Dove bars and drawers upstairs. There's a smell of cooking, which would vary from fresh baked cookies or beans on toast, and there was always a constant breeze from the back door, blowing in the smell of fresh grass and beautiful flowers. I remember there was an old jar of coppers, and they'd set us down, and they'd save us all from my sister and I. And we'd all split them down, and then we'd fight over the shiniest coins. I remember the bureau in the back room, held inside trinkets and various knickknacks. Each of them kept a story within them. I remember there was a tin, and you needed a key to open it. But we never found the key. I wonder what was inside. The kitchen was tattered and worn down, although somehow it still managed to look beautiful. And then how could I forget the garden? That incredible garden with ornaments covering every space and every corner of all shapes, of all animals and sizes. I'd stare at that mobility scooter, just wishing I could have a go. But I never did. Never. The house is now taken over by a new family, creating new memories for those walls to hold. But to me, that house is empty now. It was my escape from reality, my heaven. But I suppose there's a different heaven, where he belongs. It's just a plain old building now. It's nothing significant or special. It means nothing to me anymore, except maybe my youth, my memories, and my childhood. It'll just never be the same again. I'd like to go back for one day. That's all I ask. Just so I could see those rosy cheeks and that heartwarming smile.